you're going to have to find out what God has said. And when he said what he said, you're going to have to say, that's the truth. That's the truth. But you know what most people do? You know what most people do? I know this is simple, but we're going to have to learn how to live in the realm of the supernatural. You know what most people do? They believe feeling, circumstance, what I've been told, what I've been doing, where I've been handling my money, where I've been treating my wife. I done picked up this habit, and it's easy to do now, even though it's miserable, even though it's confusing. I'm going to keep on doing this. I love to drink. I love to cuss. I love to fight, even though I'm getting bruised up, getting my eye black, and this ain't comfortable, but this is what I know to do, and I just keep on pursuing it, and leave me miserable. Instead of saying, maybe there's a better way. Maybe there's a better way. And you get in the scripture, no, I ain't got time for that. I know how to do this. And God, the Lord said, tell them they have robbed themselves of many blessings that I already given. Every blessing I have, every spiritual blessing in Christ belongs to you. Amen. Now let's look at some scripture. Let's look at some scripture here. I'm going to get back over here. I want you to follow me. How do you get this word in you? You know, we think the more shouting and rejoicing, God has its place. You ought to shout. You ought to rejoice. There's preaching. There's teaching. It's all of it. But I think sometimes the word of God need to be with the anointing now, not just getting up here just talking. With the anointing. To be open up to us so we can see and realize that this is the life that God has given to me. And I'm going to learn how to live. I'm going to learn how to live. So I'm going to read you a few scriptures. Listen to this. It says, therefore, if any man be where? He is a new creature. Old things are what? Passed away, behold, all things have become new. Now listen, I'm going to read you a few scriptures. Romans 8:9. But ye are not in the flesh. Do you believe that? But you're not in the flesh, but in the spirit. This is Romans 8:9. Yeah, they don't have it yet. Romans 8:9, King James. But you're not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. What? If you don't have the Spirit of Christ, you are not in the Spirit. But once you're born again, the Spirit of Christ is in you. Now listen to the next one. Romans 12:1. I beseech you therefore, brethren. Notice what he said. If you're in Christ, you're a new creature. How are we going to learn the Word of God going to tell us who we are? And if we don't spend any time with the word, just stay with me now. If we don't spend any time with the words, feeding it on the word, believing what that word says, you know what you need to do? You know, when you first get born again, even today, you know what you need to constantly say? I'm a new creature. I'm a new creature. What are you doing? I'm a new creature. I want to use a little child, Joram, but I think he's gone to his class. So, Sammy, can you be a little bit of 4-year-old boy? Well, no, this baby too young. I need somebody that can talk. And maybe I can just tell it, because I need him, because he's 4 years old. He's in front of y'all. I think he would do it. Here's what I was going to ask him. I was going to ask him, Jordan, who is this? You know what he's going to say? This is Papa. This is what he said. This is Papa. Now, AJ could mess with him and try to tell him, no, that ain't, that's John Wayne. No, this is Papa. Now, why he so convinced that this is Papa? Hey, Jara, how you doing, man? You doing all right?
Yes, sir.
Who am I?
Papa.
She. Who am I? Uh-huh. That's right. I'm Jimmy, and I am who?
Papa.
Well, here's my whole point. Thank you, Jar. How did he come to that conclusion, and why he so convinced? Papa and Jara's. Papa and Jara spent some time together. Papa would take Jara, put him in the truck, drive down the road. So that's a squirrel, Jara. Let's find a bird. We would drive around the road, and find squirrels and birds and deer. That's a deer. Cows, horses. Papa buying milk. Daddy stopped buying him milk, he said. That's what you gonna ask your dad about? Mm-mm. That's who gonna get the milk for you? You? You fine? You ready to go back to your class? Okay, you can go. Thank you, Jordan. My whole point is, he got that way by spending time with his papa. I could have called any one of you up here, Larry or AJ or Bo or whoever. He never would have called y'all papa, because he don't know you that way. He doesn't know you that way. He might remember your name, might didn't even know you. The Lord said, son, tell them, if they'll believe my word and trust and accept what I said in my word, I will reveal myself to them, and they will have the intimate knowledge, revelation knowledge of me. And they will find out I will do anything and everything that I said in my word I'll do for you. He said, but too many of my children live over here in this realm of the natural, trying to figure out life on their own. And it's confusing, because you got an enemy in that realm that you've been delivered from, but your mindset is still over here. And you won't spend time with me and my word.